This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. The election's on Tuesday, and we're getting into the home stretch of at least conversations with candidates for Galesburg City Council, as we've been doing through about the last week. And next up is the incumbent on the Galesburg City Council in Ward 1, and that's Alderwoman Angela Bastian, who joins me on the phone right now. Alderwoman, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
I was away for a smidge of time at some point here, but how long have you been on the council now?
I am just completing my first term, so 4 years.
How has it gone? How would you evaluate your first term?
For me, it's been a great experience. It's definitely on-the-job training when you jump into a role like being on city council. And I'm just looking forward to taking the experience of the past 4 years and really applying it to the next 4 years and being more effective in that role and serving the constituents of Ward 1.
What would you say you've learned in this first term that you can take with you into another term if elected?
I would definitely say that I've learned a lot more about city government, how it runs, about making policy, about being flexible and working with other council members and with administration to really come up with a plan that's good for all people, mm-hmm. And maybe just not completely idealistic of what maybe my approach would have been from the beginning. So I think I've definitely learned to look at it with a much broader perspective when we're talking about issues that affect our community and really trying to focus and hone in on what would be the best resolution or best policy for the greater good of the citizens in Galesburg.
What would you say are some of your accomplishments in your first term?
Well, I think in the first term we've had a lot of issues that we've dealt with. One would be specific to my ward, mm-hmm. Is the traffic lights at Carl Sandburg and Broad.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a huge influx of traffic out in the north area, and we're still continuing to hone in on some of the issues out here that we have with speeding and just traffic flow. And I'm currently working with the director of Public Works on that issue. We implemented the monthly billing for water, which was a concern to some residents in Galesburg, but it seems to be working very well, and haven't heard any complaints or issues since that's been implemented. We just recently refined and broadened the housing and rental inspections and ordinances to make sure they applied to everybody, and they were simplistic for people to understand. And I think those are kind of a few of the most recent issues that we've dealt with since I've been on council.
I get the impression in terms of the housing minimum standards and the rental property issue that we've talked a lot about on this program that it's, at least it sounds to me, like just as you said, that things are a little simpler, but perhaps maybe a little more strict perhaps in some areas. But I get the impression that I think that maybe there's still a bit of confusion on that issue. Are you finding that, or do you think that people are getting what you and the council have tried to do here in that regard?
Well, I definitely think it's a work in progress, and I think it kind of sets the foundation with those standards in what we're working towards now, which would be another accomplishment, is kind of starting to tackle some of the housing issues that we have in Galesburg. Mm-hmm. So that has set the foundation for us to move forward. So we know what we're working towards, right, which is mm-hmm. Safe living conditions and standards for property maintenance. So everybody's kind of held. So there definitely needs to be more information out in the public about what we did and what we're trying to do. And as I think as more programs are introduced and we start to tackle this housing issue to improve our community, people will really start to be able to understand because they're actually going to see visible results. in the community. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm. In terms of, as I kind of move on, as time is always short here, unfortunately, in terms of jobs and economic development, we're on the cusp of another business opening up here in Galesburg soon. Some new development has been awfully darn close to Ward 1. Is the city going in the right direction, do you feel? And how can things be done either differently or better, if at all?
Well, I think we're moving in a good direction. I think the city's support of the Knox County Partnership for Economic Development that's a great resource that we have to help us move forward with economic development. The chamber plays a great role in economic development, and those two agencies that the city partners with, I think, are setting us on that trajectory of moving towards meeting some of our goals with bringing new businesses in. I know, maybe some of the retail businesses aren't what people perceive as what they want in Galesburg. That mm-hmm. all lends to it helping our tax base. It helps bring jobs. And then we're always looking for that broader base of jobs, like in manufacturing and so forth, that people are very wishful for. That KCAP is working towards finding those companies that we can bring into Galesburg that are going to bring those better paying jobs. I think it all is a great collaborative effort between the city, the KCAP, and the chamber to help what we already currently have in Galesburg and new opportunities that potentially come to Galesburg. So we are continually looking what the city council affects in terms of economic development is the policies. Mm-hmm. And we need to make sure we have good policies in place so that KCAP and the chamber have the tools that they need to help businesses grow that already exist here and then bring in those new ventures into our area.
I get the impression in the last 4 years or so, and longer than that, at least as long as I've been around the area, that the budget and the financial situation of the city has been probably, as much as it is with other cities, quite a roller coaster ride in terms of spending and pensions and all that sort of thing. Your thoughts on all that going into maybe before long here, starting to think about next year's budget?
Yeah, it's always kind of a hot topic is the budget. Mm-hmm. You know, we have pension issues with the police and fire, and those really will continue to be an issue just because the funds aren't getting the rates of return, and then how those funds are invested. That all needs to be changed, but that's all changed at the state level. So we need to continue to lobby for those changes, which would greatly help the budget issues that we have here locally. But we also just need to be responsible as a city and only spend what we have. And so raising taxes, in my mind, is not the way to always deal with a budget situation. Mm-hmm. We have an overtaxed tax base, and it's very difficult on, people who work, go out, earn a paycheck, and they don't have extra dollars to give to the city. So I really think it's important for city council to hold the city accountable to only spend what we have and not beyond. And then maybe we look for additional opportunities through grants and other funds that would come from the state to help offset some of the projects that we desperately need in Galesburg.
I have a couple of minutes left, but I want to give you a chance to respond to some things that your opponent recently said on the program. I think that's only fair. And frankly, this came up simply asking a question. What sets you apart from your opponent? Mr. Hicks talked a little bit about, claiming that you have one of the worst attendance records on the city council. I argue it's not always, even if you're committed to being an elected official, it's not always easy to make every meeting. How would you respond to something like that?
Well, first of all, I'm certainly committed to my responsibilities being on council. I would not have ran and put in the time and the effort to be on city council and represent the constituents of Ward 1 if I wasn't committed. And frankly, I'm an employee. I have an obligation to my employer, to my family, to show up to work when I need to be. An example is this week, I was required to be out of town for a national meeting. I have to be there, and I have that obligation to fulfill. I also have an obligation on city council, and I fulfill those obligations. And although sometimes I might have to miss, which I do, and I miss, frankly, about 4 meetings a year due to work issues, but I take it very seriously, my role as Ward 1 alderman. And I think we have to be careful when we start to point fingers at people. It kind of, in my opinion, comments that have been made is kind of an elitist attitude that only people who can set their own schedules should serve on city council. And it's that tone that if you're an employee and you're required to fulfill certain obligations to your employer, then you shouldn't or you can't serve your community and be a member of city council. I think that's the wrong message to send. And prevents diversity on our council, if that was to be the thought. So I don't think that attitude serves or represents our community well. But I do not discount my commitment to serving Ward 1 or the constituents of Galesburg. I always try to do the right thing, gather all the information to make the best decisions that I can make. And I certainly wouldn't want to see anybody penalized or not allowed the opportunity to serve in their community because they are obligated to fulfill time commitments that their employers require.
By and large, this issue that has been that you and a resident brought up recently involving the former HR director basically being shown the door. Has it come up as you've campaigned? I think the whole seems like the whole situation is a mess. No matter how you look at it, how do you address that, and how do you get past a situation like that?
So it is a mess, and this certainly is not a new issue. The city council was alerted to a problem with the HR manager about 2 years ago at this time. And the problem with the HR manager had been going on for a year or two, actually a couple years before we even found out there was issues or there was a suspension. And during that time, no corrective action had been taken. And even to this point today, no corrective action. It was 2 years ago at this time that I had conversations with the mayor and the city manager and had pushed to have some resolution and to have the situation looked into, and it wasn't done. It fell on, my complaints fell on deaf ears, frankly. And then in May of 2017, I had the opportunity to speak with the Register Mail to kind of highlight the issue because I had went to the mayor several times, letting him know there are issues that we need to look into, and there was no action. So that article was in May of 2018. And in light of the recent federal court case with the current city employee, that the verdict showed that there was racial discrimination in our city, it was the opportunity to bring this issue out to the public again, not as a political related event, but because there are truly issues that need to be looked into and rectified potentially in our city. And it's the time and it was the opportunity to bring this issue, to really try to bring resolution to a situation that's been going on for many years. So it was just the timing of the recent federal case that provided a platform for me to use to highlight this issue so it wouldn't be swept under the rug once again.
I heard, and I'm glad you said that, I heard some residents and social media commenters, for whatever that's worth, suggest that maybe it's being brought up because we have an election on Tuesday. But you're saying that's not the case at all, that this has been going on for a while now.
It has. And the administration and the mayor knows it's been an issue that I've tried to highlight for the past 2 years. And council was interested at one point, and for some reason, the interest seemed to fade. And now there's interest from the council to really get to the heart of the situation and figure out the details and what the issues are and provide a fix at this point if there are found issues. And it's only fair that if there are accusations or there is a potential problem, we should, as a city, look into what those issues are to find a solution. And if there's no issues, great. We identify there's no issues. If there are issues, then we need to identify how we're going to approach and provide a fix to those issues so we don't let situations like this happen again in the future.
Is that going to kind of be easier said than done moving this forward, given that there will be some turnover here on the council after Tuesday's election?
Well, I think it's all easier said than done.
Yeah.
If we do it the right way, we take the time and we seek outside help from experts who are familiar with these kinds of situations or how to identify the information that we need, that will help. I think what it will take is if there are new council members, that they be willing to listen to the outgoing council members and the current members, you know, sure, on the council or the existing, that they really do their homework and gather all the information so they know what challenges we face and that they can really make solid decisions.
Okay, I've run over on time, but then again, as I sometimes say, it's my show. I can do that if I want. But let me give you one final chance before we wrap up here, Angela, to talk directly to voters. Why should they elect you for another term, and why should they vote for you over your opponent?
I would be honored at the privilege of serving the Ward 1 residents for another 4 years. I will continue to be their voice and bring their issues forward. My phone, my email is always open to anyone that has issues or concerns, but I am committed to representing and doing a very good job at being on council and supporting our community. And I ask for their vote on Tuesday, April 2nd, for that chance.
Incumbent Ward 1 Alderwoman Angela Bastian, thanks so much again for your time and for talking with us. Best of luck on Tuesday. And as I've said to all the candidates, thank you for running. It's always good to have contested races regardless of where people stand. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Take care.
And again, we'll have complete election coverage Tuesday night when the polls close at 7 here on WGIL. We'll be back with more Galesburg's Evening News next on WGIL.